Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. Your hosts, Dr. Dave and Venus Quintana, will entertain, inspire, and ignite your passion for food.
The game, and lentils get cooked and served on top of romaine.
Wait, is that Woody singing?
I think it's Woody and Dan playing the guitar.
Wow, that's talented.
On the vegan trail.
And they are vegan.
No, I did not.
Oh, they are.
I only ride where the pigs and chickens run free.
Because
I'm a vegan cowboy. Making friends with the cow, cause I couldn't eat one no how.
I'm a vegan cowboy.
Oh my goodness. Hello, hello, good evening and welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. I am Venus Quintana.
And I am Dr. Dave.
Well, that was a funny song, A Vegan Cowboy.
Yeah.
Who sang that? Do we know?
We don't.
That was great.
Johnny
that was
Butternut.
Great.
Johnny Butternut. That was Johnny Butternut
Johnny
and
Butternut.
The Zucchini Trio.
Well,
so,
thank you so much to our producer, Woody, for getting that incredible song soundbite
he
for us.
He always finds the best songs, and we have a hilarious time just before the show listening to all his tracks. And it's sometimes hard to pick and choose which one's going to go where or if we're going to have time
to
use it. Yeah.
But if any of our listeners are wondering why we played that song, it's because we have I wouldn't call it a special show, but we are going to be talking about World Vegan Month.
Yeah.
The month of November. We're going to be talking all about veganism. We have a couple of amazing vegans that we know who are going to be coming on a little bit later. And we'll be talking about the pros and cons of the vegan diet.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, how this is affecting our world, our environment, you know, our animals and all that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, did you realize I was a vegan for probably about 6 months of my life?
I
probably
still
in
don't
the
understand.
Yeah, you know me, I'm quite actually the carnivore, even though I do eat very healthy. I do like a lot of carnivore protein. But, I was a vegan for a while. Actually, I went from being a carnivore to a vegetarian. And then
vegetarian, it wasn't enough for you.
No, then I figured I'd try the whole vegan thing. And actually, you know, I love trying new foods and experimenting, even how we're doing the HCG right now. We're creating great new recipes based on a certain parameter of health. And you're doing so well, which we'll talk about later on. But
did you lose weight?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what I think is interesting and what I really want to happen is a very open discussion today about veganism. I mean, it's not a pro or a con, and we're not going to take any position on it. It's just a very interesting way of life, and there's some great pros and there's some great cons. But what we'll talk about is the overall philosophy and how it can work for you. But for me, it didn't. Okay? So that's it. Yeah, for some people it really works, and I love it. I mean, we're gonna have a caller coming in tonight, Glenn Straub, and he's awesome. I mean, he's in a Navy type of program where they're watching and seeing how he's doing, and he is very vibrant at a.
He's amazing. I mean, he's in such great shape. He's so active. He's just so vital.
Exactly. He's
yeah,
extremely.
He has an amazing vitality about him. And I want to just get a little bit of insight in terms of his, you know, journey.
And, you know, I want to ask him, too, is like he, you know, like veganism, folks. Okay, so let me just take a moment with this. So we have omnivores, which eat both vegan and meat, right? So then you have, like, herbivores, which are only into certain things. You have vegetarians. We have all these different
things. Well, I'm a carnivore.
You are a carnivore. And some people are carnivores. I've seen a couple of carnivores out there. I certainly have. But a vegetarian can have, or well, it's not a can or can't, can choose to have certain things. So you can be like an ovo-vegetarian, which is egg, ovo-lacto-vegetarian, which is eggs and milk, ovo-lacto-pesce.
There's so many different
there's so many levels. But a vegan, as far as I'm concerned, there is no level. It's no animal products. Now, the only thing, and I'd like to ask Glenn that when he comes on, is does he take it to the nth degree where some vegans have no animal products whatsoever? That'd be no leather, shoes, they won't have leather belts, they
honey,
won't eat soap, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I'd like to understand from him where he's at. So, I mean, every religion, people practice religions differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Other people take different causes to different degrees. So, again, even veganism goes different ways. And there's quite a few vegans which are celebrities out there. There's Bill Clinton now. He went through that whole cardiac thing, so I believe he is now a vegan. We have Alicia Silverstone, Jay-Z, and Beyonce.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So veganism is interesting, and we're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk about all of that. But we had an amazing week. It wasn't certainly a vegan week per se, but in a way we did have some really cool vegan-esque experiences,
yes,
right?
Yes, which
let's
I
talk about it.
Loved. Yeah, I mean, we had a wonderful week and weekend. The weather was absolutely amazing.
Yes, absolutely.
Out here on Long Island. So Saturday, we decided to check out some farmers markets.
Yes.
And we ended up finding a market on the South Shore, actually called the Islip Grange in Sayville.
Yes.
It's right on the right by the water.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. So they had a really nice farmer's market, which I had Googled online.
And I mean, by the way, Venus is like the Googler. She will do such great research.
Well,
I
read reviews. That's what I do.
And that's what you do, and I love it. I mean, I just like head somewhere. It's a restaurant. It's a function.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work out, I just chalk it up as a failure. But she researches and
I was even reading reviews on tea light candles last night, if you remember.
Which is bizarre. So we're on Amazon Prime, right? I want to go click, click, one click, boom, it gets shipped to me, no questions asked. It was like a $9 purchase, and she's actually researching it. We wanted
because
a double highs.
Different kinds of tea
okay,
light.
I'm going to go with that.
There's the ones that burn for 8 hours. There's
yes.
the ones that only burn for 3 hours. You have to read reviews because a lot of the candles are so cheaply made. Sometimes they actually come in boxes, and half of them are broken or...
Yeah, no, you know what? You're good, and you're the same
hey.
One. I know we've talked about this on the show before, who started asking me to present the restaurant bill to you because we've gotten charged for bottles of wine that we never drank and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know what? Kudos to you. Kudos to you. But
and, you know, I think we have to take advantage, too, of the Internet and how much information is at our fingertips.
Well,
you know,
sure.
You could literally be standing outside a restaurant door and be Googling it and reviewing it before you go in.
Absolutely.
And if you're going to spend your money on something, I really...
Spend it wisely, right?
You know, and a lot of people who write these reviews are real people and they're really, you know, talking about their experience. And I think... It's important for us to share that knowledge.
Well, absolutely.
You know?
So even here, like we were saying, going to this farmer's market at the Islip Grange, I mean, she Googled up what's going on. We go down there. And if you get a chance, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/GHITK show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture there of these beautiful, which we're going to talk about right now. I mean, this would be a vegetarian's wet dream. I mean, non-GMO, beautiful, farm fresh, right to the consumer.
I love that.
Cheddar cauliflower. Not cheese. This is, we're talking still vegan.
I was hoping it was going to
taste like cheddar.
Oh, my goodness.
But it didn't. But you know what? It was so loaded with beta carotene. You know what? So that cheddar cauliflower is compared to a white cauliflower. Had 25% more vitamin A. And folks, before we got ready to produce the show tonight, we did some cooking, and later on we have dinner typically after the show. We roasted this beautiful cauliflower, which is just insane. So we did the orange, right, love? And then your big thing is the, what color is your favorite?
Oh, the purple.
Yeah. So, folks... This purple cauliflower, when we cooked it, it actually started almost turning like a purple blue, which is pretty cool,
it,
right?
It looked like it had been stained with ink.
Yeah.
You know when they dye things with ink?
Almost
and,
like a, what is that, what kind of ink is that actually called? There is a specific ink.
Squid ink?
No, no, like the ink in the old ink in the Penwell.
Oh, that they used back in the
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. But anyway, the purple cauliflower has anthocyanins similar to the grape leaves of wine, right? Like we know this, right? So the when we make the wine with all this beautiful grape leaves, we get these wonderful anthocyanidin and cyanoanthidins. Same as
wait, what?
cyanoanthidins and anthocyanidins.
I do not know how you pronounce
those
words.
I don't know. But anyway, plums and eggplants also have that. So that is so amazing. So we had all of this stuff. All of this stuff together.
Yeah, I have to say, the farmer's market, I mean, normally farmer's markets in local towns and areas are normally not going to be like sprawling markets. Normally it's just a, you know, a group of maybe 5, 6 to 10 local, you know, vendors selling their produce.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's only two. I mean, it's, sometimes you can get a bit disappointed, but this one in particular I thought was actually a decent size. I mean, they had at least a dozen.
Yeah, a dozen vendors that had a nice
more.
Selection. Beautiful selection.
A nice
selection,
herbs and spices. We had the amazing vegetables and fresh eggs. We had pies and bread, beef jerky.
No, we didn't have that. They
no.
were available.
Mm-mm. No way.
So, oh, I forgot we got the jerky, too.
Yes.
All right, so we had no carbs.
Honey, fresh jam.
Yeah, those gorgeous stuff.
I mean, really just, you could actually go there and buy something in every different area. You
I
know.
Think we did that pretty close.
But what I'm saying is,
except
as
the bakery
if you were
ones.
To go to a local supermarket.
Yeah, but you know what's so nice? You
the only thing they didn't have, obviously, was meat, which.
Which, you know, actually, no, they did have that vendor with the organic burgers, which we just had chosen not to have pre-made
I think they
burgers.
They were frozen, though.
Yeah, they were frozen
right, but
pre-made.
I'm saying, well, it's not like there's a butcher there. You
no,
know.
No.
No.
But again, you go from these vendors, if folks, if you haven't gone to a farmer's market, if you have the opportunity to do so, I mean, we got fresh eggs, we got this fresh, beautiful cauliflower, not only the orange and the purple and the white.
Oh, the
we also
Romanesco.
Got the Romanesco. You talk about that. That
oh,
is the
goodness.
Sexiest thing in the world.
Maybe I just crawled from under a rock, but.
No, I'm under the same rock, and
oh.
I just came out, so don't worry about it.
So we were looking at the cauliflowers. I was like, oh, my goodness, there's purple, the most gorgeous purple I've ever seen. And for some reason, I became obsessed with eating a purple cauliflower just because of the color, the vibrancy of it. And I saw the purple cauliflower. Then I saw the orange and the white. And then I saw a thing that really just stood out to me. It almost looked like in an alien form. It was just so perfect, symmetrically, mathematically put together. I just couldn't even believe that it was real.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right there.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Almost like a lime green color.
But it almost looked like a Christmas tree conglomerate. It's kind of hard. Well, we're going to put it up on Facebook tomorrow.
The most amazing thing I've ever seen.
We are.
What is that? What is that? And they said it's a Romanesca. It's a hybrid of a cauliflower and broccoli.
And it is so damn interesting looking.
How do these things
you know what it looks like, folks? It looks like a cactus, right? Tell me that doesn't look almost like a cactus.
Yes.
But without the tines, you know, the little hairs or anything. No barbs. But we're going to put it up on Facebook tomorrow. The beauty of it, though, is it's cauliflower broccoli fusion. It is amazing.
Even
amazing.
When you cut it open, it had almost that fibrous stalk like the broccoli has.
Yes.
And then it just looked like a beautiful.
No, you're right. It had the
right?
broccoli stem more so than a cauliflower stem.
It's raw.
Oh, yeah.
But
I like
heard
that.
That sometimes that is not good for your stomach.
If you. So here's a trick, and
yeah,
I learned this from a friend of mine who was a Chinese, actually an attorney, and he wound up opening a wonderful Chinese restaurant. But he showed me that when you get off of the florets in a broccoli, you trim around the stalk. You actually trim the stalk out, and then you just get the center meat, and you slice that up. It's very nice, very tender.
I love
so
that.
So I do like that. I do like that.
So that,
you know?
That Romanesco is absolutely gorgeous. And we
gorgeous.
It. We
then we got, my God, we got a fennel that looked like the frowns of it almost like looked like almost like a peacock's wings. It was the biggest piece of fennel,
yeah,
ever. Gorgeous. We got the leeks. Remember the leeks?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And then we also got cilantro, folks, and basil and parsley. And here's the difference when you go farm to farmer's market. The herbs were so absolutely amazing. I mean, cilantro that in the grocery store you'd get like a fragment of the delivery of what we got. We had this huge head. It almost was like a head of lettuce, but it was cilantro. It was so amazing. And the fresh herbs, folks.
Oh, the hydroponic.
Oh, well, that's another thing. Let's talk about that. The buttercrunch lettuce from, what was that? Mary Haven, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Mary Haven, so it was a fundraiser, but it was hydroponics. Talk about that, Venus. Tell them how good that was.
It was unbelievable. You know, they serve it in that beautiful clamshell.
Takeaway. Yeah.
I mean, it's gorgeous with a beautiful label. I mean, they really put a lot of work into this. And there were two bulbs, and each bulb was kind of in a root. It was like a square.
Right. Like a little, kind of like a shot glass size of roots, which were, again, implanted in the hydroponic.
Incredible. Just so gorgeous and vibrant looking. You could just, you know, take leaf off separately and then just put it into a salad, and I had it, and it was absolutely amazing. I mean, you can just taste the difference. You can just taste the difference when it's coming from a fresh farm, you know, farm to table. So that was really a wonderful experience.
No, it was. And there wasn't a blemish on this lettuce. It's not like it's GMO or anything like that. This is just grown organically in hydroponic facility, and the proceeds go to, I believe it was Mary Haven, so God bless.
Right.
That's great stuff.
Unbelievable.
Really?
But we also had a spice place. Now, folks, spices can make or break a dish or anything. I got this Arabian dukkah,
oh,
D-U-K-K-A-H, and it was a fusion of like cumin and caraway, toasted sesames. Oh, we have a caller. We got a caller. So anyway, folks, fresh spices. This dukkah is great on just about anything. That Arabian thing, cumin, caraway, toasted sesame, toasted wheat. But when it's all toasted together, it is such an aromatic bouquet. It's amazing. So we have Glenn on the line, our resident.
Glenn. We haven't heard from Glenn in a while.
Yeah, he's a resident for us on all things, but he is a hardcore vegan. Let's talk about it.
Oh, yes, Glenn.
Glenn, come on.
Are you there? Hello, Glenn.
Hello there. How are you?
Oh, hello.
Hey.
I missed your voice.
Oh, well, good. I miss you, too.
I really do. You have just the most unique voice, doesn't he, Dave?
No, actually, we've talked about that
it's amazing.
You know, it really is. You have a soothing voice, very unique.
Well, it's from all the cauliflower I eat.
Ah!
Wait, all right, so are you having the cheddar one, the purple one, the white one? Where are you going?
Well, I love them all, but Romanesco is my favorite. I love that stuff.
So,
you know, Glenn, why haven't we seen this before?
Yeah, like,
are we living on another planet?
Like crazy
I've
here?
Never
saw, heard, or have discussed it.
Yeah, well, no, most people haven't. I'm surprised you guys found it. Where did you find it at a farmer's market or where?
Yes, we did.
Yes,
a beautiful farmer's market on Long Island, and they happen to have the most amazing-looking cauliflower. And right there was this incredible thing I'd never seen. And we were told what it was, and we just cooked it tonight.
Oh, my God. It's, like, amazing.
Yeah, it has a very nutty flavor, and I like it better than cauliflower and broccoli. But it's not available. No, nobody's ever – I've never seen it in a grocery store.
No, me neither. I've never seen it.
Nor a specialty produce market neither. I mean, this is my very first time.
Yeah, fascinating.
Well, the Amish and Mennonite farmers around here all grow it. So there's a ton of it right now, and they're telling me they're going to have it all the way up until Christmas time.
Wow.
Care Package.
So,
Care Package.
And it's really good for you. I did a little research on it, and it helps the body to detox. It's a really, really powerful antioxidant. It's an anti-inflammatory.
Absolutely.
It supports cardiovascular health and your digestive health. So it's really good for you. It's high in vitamin C. It provides over 80% of your daily requirement of vitamin C.
Really? Oh,
Glenn, glenwebmd.com.
Yeah,
I love it. God bless. And you're nailing it, because trust me, if you're out of line there, I'm going
to
let you know.
Oh, very good. I appreciate that.
I've found no error in any of the facts, so continue, because I'm just going to sit back here and listen.
Seriously.
I'm happy.
Well, this fall I've started roasting more and more vegetables. I have roasted vegetables almost every night now.
I don't blame you. I go crazy for roasted vegetables.
Do you use a cast iron?
No, I roast them on parchment paper on a cookie sheet.
Oh, Glenn, do you have any cast iron skillets or bakeware?
I do, but they're not necessary. It's just so easy. I toss them in with I have a base of a little balsamic vinegar and olive oil, extra virgin first pressed, of course, and a little sesame oil. And then to that, you can add whatever seasonings you like.
That's an interesting combination.
If you
have
want
you
a little
ever had
hot,
the
you
Duca?
put in sriracha. You can curry it. You can put a curry in it and roast it that way.
Glenn,
and almost any vegetable can be roasted.
Yeah, absolutely. What are your three favorite vegetables to roast?
To roast, yeah.
What's your top three?
I would say Romanesco, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower. It's a toss-up. It depends on the season. In the springtime, I really like roasted asparagus.
Oh.
And then in the midsummer, I roast string beans. They're awesome.
You know what, Glenn?
Ooh.
Of all the vegetables out there, for some
those
reason,
are my least favorite.
I don't know why.
I like the haricot vert. They have a very distinct flavor.
Yes, that's a little different. I don't know.
French beans I like.
But these roasted vegetables, right? Like now, like that warm, fuzzy feeling you get from these beautiful, rich vegetables.
Do you like to roast squash, Glenn?
Yes, I like. We have a little squash that's very hard to find. It looks like a tiny pumpkin. And you cut it like you'd cut a pumpkin and hollow it out. And I put, of course, I don't use dairy butter. I use Earth Balance, it's called. I put a little of that in with a little brown sugar and roast it. And that's wonderful.
Oh, the best.
I like butternut squash, too. That's another one of my favorites.
That's my favorite, Glenn. I actually use butternut squash in my chicken soup.
I don't know if I've told you that.
That's actually my kind of secret, but not so secret ingredient that makes my soup, you know, adds that beautiful color to it, but it also gives it that hint of sweetness to the broth.
Oh, yeah.
And then especially the next day, you know, because soup obviously gets better as the days go by, it kind of almost adds it's almost like a thickener to the soup, because the pulp just kind of dissolves into the broth, and it really is quite fabulous. And David will definitely tell you just how good my chicken soup is. But
wait. Let me answer that. When I say it's good, now, Glenn, so you're a vegan, but it's not even just the process of the chicken and everything like that. It's just the way that butternut squash just infuses. Mm. But it doesn't get gloppy. It doesn't get too fibrous. It just thickens it almost like a roux would.
Yeah, amazing.
Well, we were talking about cauliflower. You know, cauliflower florets, if you blend them, that's a base that replaces the dairy in like a cream soup.
I definitely could see that.
I actually developed a recipe for fettuccine where I make an Alfredo sauce, and cauliflower is the base.
Oh, wow.
And there's no dairy in it at all.
That's
amazing,
Glenn.
It's unbelievable.
I'm sure it tastes absolutely insanely good. I can absolutely believe that. That's amazing. So, Glenn, what do you then typically, what will you make for a vegan Thanksgiving?
Well, we have, I go, the Seventh-day Adventists are a lot of those are vegetarians or vegans. And we have an outlet here. It's actually a school, and I know the principal, and they get a lot of foods for the, of course, for the students and their family. And they have a lot of turkey substitutes. And, of course, you can make your own. But they're not meant to taste exactly like turkey. But I make a brown onion gravy, and then I always make mashed potatoes, and then I roast this turkey and this turkey substitute and smother it with gravy. And
is that, though, Glenn? What is turkey substitute?
Well,
you're not doing a tofurkey, are you, Glenn? You're not doing a
tofurkey.
Yeah, you're doing a tofurkey.
Well, you can. That's one of them, and you can make your own with your own tofu.
Holy smokes!
There's a way to make it with tempeh.
I'm going to talk about tonight. That's going to be the Dr. Dave segment, tempeh, which I do like,
I
just wanted to talk about it.
Oh, tempeh! You can marinate that in all kinds of sauces and dressings, and it. And you can make it taste like chicken. You can make
can
it taste like almost anything.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, let's open the
dot.
You know what? Instead of doing a Dr. Dave segment tonight, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a Glenn and Dr. Dave segment. So let's go.
Oh, my God.
Open the conversation.
All doctors to the ER.
Well, that's right. All doctors. Glenn, how do you look with that stethoscope around the neck there?
All doctors to the ER.
Now, do you know the best part of being a doctor, Glenn? When you hang up later, go play doctor.
Well, I'm into healing, but I'm not so much into doctoring. So.
I said go play doctor in the bedroom. Do a good exam.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I didn't know if you forgot what I meant there.
There's a lot of things that vegans, vegans, that a lot of them don't eat very well. It's kind of a myth.
Please talk about that, because I have met vegetarian and vegans who are actually not obese to the point of destructive health, but quite overweight. Can you discuss how you see that happening?
Well, a vegan diet, it doesn't necessarily imply that you're eating well. There's a lot of vegans that are sicker than most people. I mean, they.
So why? What would
you
they
can eat
be
potato
eating?
Chips and greasy foods, and they're vegan.
Right.
Vegan.
You could eat right exactly potato chips and.
So why would you be a vegan and eat that way though? It doesn't make sense. Like it just doesn't go.
Maybe ethical
reasons.
Maybe
to become a vegan.
Right?
You know, a lot of it is for an aesthetic reason, because they just don't want to harm animals. So, you know, but you don't harm a potato. I mean, it's not. So that's one reason. Health reasons are another.
But you know what? Something our producer, Woody House, has harmed many good potato. If you've ever seen the way he cooks, only kidding, Woody, only kidding.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? We actually, Glenn.
It.
We have a friend of mine, Tammy, who's actually also a vegan, and she has her own company. It's Time to Get Fit. She's actually on the line, so I'd like to bring her on, and I think it'd be interesting if we kind of all sort of got into this conversation. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's bring Tammy on.
All right, bring on Tammy.
Hello, Tammy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Tammy. I'm very well. Say hi to Dr. Dave.
Hello, Tammy, my love.
Hello, Dr. Dave. How are you?
Good. We miss you. Miss you.
We do miss
you,
my dear. And we actually have a very good friend of ours, Glenn, on the line. And we were just talking about veganism and how, you know, sometimes just because you're a vegan, it doesn't mean that you're eating well. So what have you been up to, Tammy? And what do you think about that?
Well, basically, you know, I work with people on, helping them to transition a little bit over to a more plant-based diet. Not everybody wants to go 100% vegan, but, you know, certainly adding more plant-based foods is definitely beneficial. So I work with people on that end. Yeah, yeah, and I also work with food startups, specifically vegan food startups, and helping them explain their nutritional benefits to their consumers and their labels and how to present that. So, you know, it is very difficult sometimes to, you know, get proper nutrition. Really, you want to eat nutrient dense, and even though you're eating vegan, it's so easy to go the processed route. You can eat just as many processed foods being vegan as you can, you know, having a regular, you know, the regular sad American diet. So you have to really look at the foods that you're consuming and you know, how they're prepared as such, yeah.
Right, right. And Glenn, what do you think about that?
Well, that's absolutely true. Processed foods are horrible, and another thing is the sugars that a lot of vegans eat. They can eat tons of sugar, but mostly.
But even hidden sugars too, though. Hidden sugars.
Hidden sugars.
Yes, well, there's all kinds
yeah.
of it. Sweeteners, and there's artificial sweeteners, and there's you know, refined sugars are the worst. Oh, there are now artificial ones, of course.
Of course, another concern
for vegans is the fact that they can develop deficiencies quite easily. So they
Correct.
Have to be very right. cautious about getting certain nutrients, vitamin B12, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids.
Calcium, right? Yeah. Let's talk about that, guys.
Yeah,
to me, as a doctor, that fascinates me.
Yeah,
well, the B12, I get B12 through a nutritional yeast.
Is that also known as brewer's yeast, or is that different?
No. This is a different yeast. This is a yeast that's grown on molasses as a base, so it tastes good. It's also a very good cheese substitute for vegans, and it's fortified with vitamin B12, and it's also heated up just to a certain degree where it won't produce candida, which a lot of people are concerned about if they eat a lot of yeast. Now, brewer's yeast would, you know, that could inflame someone that has candida.
Oh, all right. So, Tammy, chime in on that because I want to hear different aspects, or do you do it the same way?
No, you have to be careful with brewer's yeast and nutritional yeast tend to be used interchangeably now, so it's really important to look at the labels to know exactly what you're getting. I use nutritional yeast as well, and I make my own cheese sauces. I make my own butter, non-butter. I call them better than dairy. You know, cheeses are better than dairy butter, and it's so easy to do. I do a fabulous mac and cheese, but I take butternut squash, the nutritional yeast, and some seasoning, and you don't even know because it's the same color as the cheese would be.
I love that.
Yeah, the nutritional yeast adds just that extra, you know, flavor. But, you know, any of my clients would say, because the one thing people will say immediately is, like, I can't give up cheese. That's like the thing that they're not willing to do. It's just like very hard for most people to do that because, you know, let's face it, it's, you know, has a lot of flavor. It's, you know, it's creamy. There's so many different types and flavors, and, you know, people like their wine and the cheese and the crackers, and, you know, that's all good. But there's so many great cheeses out now that are made with nutritional yeast, also nuts.
What about
and
the nut
cheeses? The nut cheeses are fabulous. I make my own as well. I'm not a and I've had fabulous like vegan mozzarella that you can't even tell the difference between the regular nut. Yeah. I mean, I'm not up to that. I'm not making the vegan mozzarella yet, but soon I'm going to be attempting that. But yeah, so I do like spreadable cheeses and things like that with Brazil nuts or almonds or whatever. And it, you know, it's very intricate. Cashew makes great cheese. I do a great ricotta using cashews. Yeah, so there's so many different ways of doing it. Well, you don't really miss it because you're eating the same type of mouthfeel and texture. That you're not really missing the cheesy, you know, type of thing. So, yeah.
So let me ask you a question, Tammy, and we still got Glenn on the line, too. Tammy, would you like to throw out a website or some way people can read up on what you're doing or reach you? I would love to hear.
Sure. I have an Instagram for my food. It's Tammy Rack Fitness, T TamiracFitness, and my business is It's Time to Get Fit, and you can find me on Facebook. My website is currently in progress. My phone number is 631-793-1945, and I'm happy to talk with anybody about questions that they have about, you know, transitioning to vegan or how to vegetables and things like that, you know, different types of veggies. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know what's interesting, too? So we, Glenn, you still on the line there?
I am.
So here's what I love, folks. So we have two wonderful vegans who are both our friends, and we have one who's a little older. He's living down in Pennsylvania. He's all about being in and out of hiking and all this wonderful nature stuff. And then we have Tammy, who's on Long Island. We're a little faster hustle and bustle, yes, and she's available to people. She's made a whole career out of empowering people to not only be healthy, but be healthy through veganism. And you also do a lot of baking and stuff, yeah?
I do. I love to make desserts. And that's how I started, really, with the vegan, mostly, because I was obese, and I was a foodie, but unhealthy foods, really processed, and total sugar addict. And I had to find healthy substitutions. So I got into some raw foods, vegan, and I started making these raw and vegan desserts. And they were so wonderful that I didn't miss it. And I was getting rid of the sugar and adding in more nutrients to my, you know, to my diet. So it was more nutrient-dense foods, healthier foods, but I wasn't sacrificing anything. And to this day, I'm still a foodie, and I won't give up anything. So it's, like, really important for me. I still like to eat, but it's a total change. So it really did help. By being able to change my diet in that way. And, you know, it didn't feel like I was, like, on a diet or I was, like, forcing anything. It was a totally natural progression for me.
Right, right.
And that's
now,
like,
since you,
yeah, that's,
since you started the veganism, I mean, how much weight did you lose? Did you lose a significant amount through this quite drastic diet change or?
I did. I lost over 100 pounds, 130 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
wow.
Like I said, it was not difficult. I had tried so many diets, and, you know, they weren't working. And not only that, I didn't really feel healthier. And my goal was to feel, you know, to be healthier. And how could I accomplish that? And like I said, I found the, you know, raw, and I found vegan, and, you know, I was able to substitute these things and started adding in more and more. And it was wonderful. And the weight started to come off naturally as a byproduct of eating this way.
Right.
So, yeah, and, you know, it's hard to tell people that, you know, because everybody gets focused on numbers and like, oh, lose weight, or I need to like fast or whatever it is. And, you know, I tell them once they start to eat healthier and incorporate these things into their diet, the weight will start to come off. And then, you know, when they actually do it, they believe me. But it's people, it's so hard to initially to get people on board
of
with
course
it.
It's,
so once
of course.
They are, yeah. Yeah.
Once they start seeing results, then they believe it.
Absolutely.
Right, right.
So
that's amazing.
Amazing. We got a question that just came in. One of the questions is from Leslie in Oneida, New York. And I'm going to throw this to you, Glenn. You still on the line?
What?
I am.
No, we got another one before that.
Oh.
Are most yoga people vegans as well? So I want to let you run with that because daughter is Ray Indigo, quite a established yoga figure out there in society. So just can you answer that question and maybe just do a little plug out to Ray?
Yes, she teaches internationally. She's actually teaching yoga teachers.
Wow.
And she just got back from Zurich. She was in Berlin before that, and next she'll be in Peru. So she travels all over the world. And as far as veganism, she is quite a proponent of veganism. She doesn't insist that everyone become a vegan, but she certainly advocates it. And there's a lot of advantages within the world of yoga because Your muscle tone, a lot of things in your body will change, and losing weight isn't the only thing, but
mm-hmm.
your flexibility will change.
Right.
Your the inflammation levels usually go way, way down.
Yeah.
Now, as far as becoming a vegan, I wanted to comment on something that Tammy said. She talks about transitioning. That's where most people fail.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to transition because they transition from a place. Everybody's an individual, and they might be coming from a really bad diet, and they
mm-hmm.
try to jump right into it, and they'll discourage themselves in a New York minute. So they
right.
have to transition
right.
slowly and give things up, you know, it, systematically. And unless they're a great cook, like Tammy sounds like she is, where she's developed a whole lot of recipes, that
right.
takes a lot of time. And it takes
correct.
A lot of knowledge, and not
100%.
Everybody can do that right.
But I think it's important, too, that you have a good support system around you, you know, people to give you advice and sort of, you know, go through it with you. I mean, I think that's important. I mean, I, you know, been on this HCG diet now for nearly a month, and I'm so happy that I've had the support of David throughout it. Otherwise, I don't know if I could have done it, you know? So,
well, yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It's
that's what the yoga community is so good about is
right.
it's an enormous support system.
Sure.
Because you
sure.
have all if you're in a class with other yoga students, probably a very high percentage of those are vegans or they're transitioning to becoming
yes.
vegans.
Right.
So,
right,
you have an enormous support system there.
Yeah.
All right, so we got another email question coming in, guys, so let's answer that. Actually, I'm going to throw this back out to Tammy. It's from Thomas in Hackensack, New Jersey. How much soy is too much for a vegan diet?
Oh.
So let's. I'm going to moderate that one because I have some thoughts on that myself.
Okay. So as far as soy goes, I mean, you're better off with fermented soy products. They're just a healthier way. You know, like tempeh, miso, and,
right.
you know, in moderation. As far as soy, you know, products, you know, even the Asian diet, they use soy as, you know, like little condiments type thing. They don't like we tend to in the American diet, we make, you know, whole like meals out of like tofu. And that's not
right.
the way it's made, meant to be. And certainly soy isolate is horrible. And unfortunately,
it is, yes.
That's put in a lot of products because it's a cheap filler. So a lot of food companies put it in their as an ingredient on the, and you'll see it on the label. And it's just a cheap filler, but it really is not. Your
right.
body doesn't know how to process it, and it's really bad. So if you're going to do soy, you know, regular soy, you know, in moderation, certainly make sure it definitely has to be organic, soy milk, tofu. It's really great, you know, in certain dishes, but definitely make sure you're not, you know, you're doing it in moderation and it's organic. And try the tempeh. You know, tempeh is really awesome. It's a fermented product, and it's definitely better for your body to digest. That's the way I would
absolutely.
Go. What do you think? Do you agree?
You know what? I love what you're saying, and exactly, you know, I don't know if you've listened before, but we have the Dr. Dave segment, and I always like to pick one food. So tonight I picked tempeh because I've played with it, I've eaten it, I enjoy it. And again, as soon as I thought about what did I want to talk about in a vegan show is taking something that's very unique, which is tempeh, which people actually think, by the way, I just like to do my research. It's not Japanese, it's not Chinese, it's not even what we consider. It's actually Indonesian, and it's from an island called Java.
Mm.
And they have figured out how to do this in such a controlled fashion that everything improves, like the calcium absorption, right? We get this beautiful thing. And before you were talking about this, Tammy, and it's so true, like processed soy, first off, many times it's GMO. Not non-GMO, but GMO.
Right.
And then they crack the shells, they dehull it, they pulverize it, they use solvents. I mean, some of these companies use solvents to make these soy look-alike, these soy analogs. So I hope people really look at that. But something like tempeh, it's just beautiful. It's fermented, which brings up more vitamin K. you have something called genistein, which is an isoflavone, which really is actually cancer preventive. I could go on for about an hour because I did a lot of research. But the only one, Dr. Dave, thing I would like to do right now is just mention this. So people that are on, like, thyroid medication, whether it be natural thyroid, even synthetic, unfortunately, have to watch out about the soy. There's something in soy called phthalates, right? And it's not a bad thing at all, but it blocks certain absorptions like thyroid medication. So shy of that, this is a good product. It's not even a product. It's a food. It's a food source.
We have to cook with it. We haven't tried
that
yet.
And we'll do that. We'll do that, you know. Glenn, question out to you. How do you like to, or do you make tempeh?
Oh, well, I marinate it, and I really have a thing for Bragg's amino acid.
Oh,
we use lots of that. Love it.
That's a soy product, and it's fermented, and it doesn't have salt added, so the salty flavor comes from a natural fermentation process. Now, the fermentation, like Tammy was saying, is really important. And unfermented soy, you probably know this, Dr. Dave, but postmenopausal and premenopausal women react differently to soy.
That's correct.
And for someone that's premenopausal, it can throw their estrogen levels out of whack.
Oh, wow.
It can.
For someone that's
correct.
Postmenopausal, it actually acts like an estrogen supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm correct in that, right?
Well, I mean, when you say estrogen supplement, I mean,
well,
what they found out...
It boosts your estrogen level.
Well, it does, but it's not a harmful estrogen. It's a protective estrogen. I mean, anything in excess is never good. I mean, you have to know where you're at in life. If you have any estrogen-dominant type of problems, you want to at least confer with a physician that if you do this, what are your estrogen levels? And there's many different estrogens we look at, like estrone, estradiol, estriol. But that's not a concern so much when it comes to this, like, fermented stuff, because all the health benefits are there. And when you look at soy consumption, long as you're doing it, if you did anything in excess, it's too much, right? Would we all agree with that? You could drink too much water. You could actually drink too much water and die.
You can. Yep.
And
well,
that's called polydipsia.
I use nut milks now. I don't use soy milk at all anymore.
Yeah, I've never liked soy milk.
Yeah, you know what? I never liked
milk.
It. We love the almond
milk,
and we love this one particular company, Califia.
Califia Farms?
Yeah,
C-L-I-F-E-A.
Oh, yeah, that's good
right,
stuff.
Right, Tommy, do you use that?
Yes, I have used it. Yeah, very good, yeah.
No carrageenan,
so
it's
good.
And it's so
creamy.
So good, and it's definitely probably about 50% more, but well worth the...
Mm-hmm.
Effort. Now, I'm sure, Glenn, you have a whole almond milk production facility in your...
You make your own almond
milk? Well,
I do,
but it's really much better to try and buy it at a health food store. But I've been getting into other nut milks. There's
like
walnut
what?
Milk, macadamia milk, pistachio milk. Cashew milk. Cashew milk's pretty common.
Oh, I love cashew.
The macadamia milk is unbelievable.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, what is it, about $45 an ounce?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
No. Actually, I get it at a discount store, and it was under $2 for a quart.
What?
Wait a minute.
And it tastes like macadamia nuts. It has a slight macadamia taste. It's wonderful.
I love macadamia.
Oh, my God.
The pistachio's good,
you
too.
Yeah, you can use seeds as well, like sesame seeds. It has a very strong taste.
Wow. Have you guys tried hemp milk?
Hemp milk.
I've tried it. It doesn't have very much flavor.
Is it kind of bland? Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if I could tell much of a difference between that and most soy milk.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if it's in the same par with soy milk,
it's a little watery, too.
Oh, yeah, it is. Now,
but as far as a beverage, I like coconut milk, and I really like coconut water.
I like coconut water. So let's for the audience talk about that. So coconut water is the water inside the coconut when you crack it open, and it's high in electrolytes, right? Am I correct with that, Glenn? Is that correct?
Absolutely. The best beverage to take with you when you're hiking.
Yes, it is.
Or when you're sweating. If you're doing any activity that causes you to sweat, it really, really is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And for those like our green room staff, it's a good way to nurse a hangover.
Oh, the best.
I don't know
I
about
haven't
that.
Had one of those in a long time, so.
No, me either.
Oh, goodness.
Thank
they last
God.
Longer than
Thank
they used
you.
To when you get old, I'll tell you that.
Indeed. Also, Tammy got disconnected, but now she's back on the line.
Well, you know what? She's calling in from a cell, I believe.
Yeah,
so.
She's on the road, I think. Tammy, are you
on
there with
the
us?
Road again?
Yeah. Yes, I got into a bad cell area, and I was gone.
Oh, welcome
okay.
back, my love.
No, Tammy, I wanted to ask you, you know, you seem like, you know, you cook, you bake. I mean, do you have any of your own products that you're marketing, or is that something you want to do?
No, you know what? I really enjoy doing cooking classes and teaching my clients
oh.
how to make these things so they
sure.
know that it's not so it's not as difficult as they perceive it to be. So so I really enjoy that aspect. Maybe someday I had a thought that maybe I would do a vegan dessert company.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's still not out of the running, but you know, at the moment I'm very happy working with my clients and
wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
we're
at the 9:50 mark. Yes.
But Tammy, thank you so much for calling in and really sharing your experiences and expertise. I mean, we really appreciate that. And I really hope that we can get together with you guys at some point and have a lovely
dinner. Well, you know what? Glenn's
going
to do a whole big. I think Glenn's going to do a whole big retreat, right, Glenn? Is that what I'm hearing in the cards
nice.
There or what?
I'm not sure about that yet. Tomorrow, right now, I'm concentrating on letting everybody know that they need to get out and vote tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
So you know what, Glenn, for getting out and voting.
Yes.
I still vote for a retreat down in Pennsylvania, so
yes.
that's my vote.
But thank you guys so much.
So I'm always here.
All right, Glenn. So Glenn
thanks,
is our resident call in,
Tammy.
And Tammy, thank you, my dear. And guys, be well.
Thank
you.
Have a good evening, both of you. Love you guys.
Okay.
We love you, Glenn. Love you.
Bye,
love you, Tammy.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Oh, how much fun was that?
That was very nice.
So, I mean, again, folks, here it is, veganism or something maybe a lot of people don't even know what that means, but look at the passion of Glenn and Tammy.
I mean
that's a lot of passion.
Because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of involvement, a lot of great time management. I mean, it's not for everyone. So
it's not for everyone, and I do want to make that clear. This is something that's a wonderful thing to explore, to embrace. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Venus and I are not vegans or vegetarians, but I love to cook vegan. I love to cook vegetarian. I love to cook
indeed.
Omnivore,
and
carnivore,
it's so wonderful to get
pescivore, right?
I mean, even with the HCD diet that I've been on now, this is day, I think, 25.
Yeah.
I am officially down 16 pounds.
Yes.
And feeling absolutely amazing. I have a few more pounds to go.
Excuse me, folks. She is looking quite amazing.
And just in terms of the... Thank you, everyone. Just in terms of some of the dishes that we've made, how we've gotten so creative and how something that, I guess, just to describe it to somebody or just to hear it may not... You really have to experience it and taste it. And
we could talk for 4 hours tonight, which we can because we got a 10 o'clock deadline.
We have just put some of our new recipes
and where are people going to find it?
They can go to drdavehealth.com.
Yeah, so that's drdavehealth.com.
And did we put it up on Getting Hot in the
Kitchen?
We did. Or?
Yeah,
okay.
Getting Hot in the Kitchen, too.
We made our HCG-friendly shepherd's pie and our HCG-friendly zucchini bolognese. So please, everyone, go check that out. It is simply divine and low-calorie, low-cost,
like so
guilt-free, everything.
You can't even expect to put that into your caloric intake for the day. But I'm going to tell you, a 21-year-old, my son, 2 days in a row had that and loved it. So that says a lot. So we got the weird, wacky, and wonderful Shall we go with that? What do we got here? Hold on. What do we got? Weird, wacky, and wonderful tonight. I mean, let's
right.
do a
we'll
quickie.
Do a
let's
we'll
do,
do
a quickie.
Quickie.
There's nothing wrong with a quickie,
I
right?
I don't mind my quickies every now
no,
and then.
No, come on. Especially at this time of night. Come on.
So, of course, you know, I always like to know what is the most expensive item of all items you could possibly think of, whether it's a car or a
yeah, thank you.
Or...
Yeah, yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Anyway.
I'm glad that's your thing.
No, I think it's absolutely fascinating. So I found, actually, what is to be known as the world's most expensive potato chip.
Potato chip.
And I'm sure our green room will be very interested to hear this.
They may have already tried it, so don't be insulted
Swedish,
if they did.
Swedish craft brewery.
Yeah.
Brewery. That's
brewery.
Not an easy one to
brewery.
Pronounce. St. Eric's has actually created what it claims are the most exclusive and expensive potato chips in the world. Now, they're not just any potato chips, but they're rather potato chips made with some of the exclusive, most exclusive ingredients available in the Nordics, prepared by talented chefs from this like Swedish culinary team.
I'm a listening.
Six ingredients. Nope, there's no gold leaf, there's no diamonds or anything in there.
No.
Matsutake mushrooms. And I would like to look this up maybe for next week.
Yeah,
Matsutake. No, Matsutake mushrooms picked by a person wearing cotton gloves. Crown dill from Sweden's Jari Peninsula. A couple of other things. Seaweed that tastes like truffles and is only found in cold tidal waters off the Faroe Islands. And I don't even know where the Faroe Islands are. Now, you're wondering, what is the price tag? Well, they come with a whopping $55 for a 5-pack of chips. Comes in a fancy gold-lettered black box. And apparently
holy
they sold
smokes.
Out instantly. They had a limited edition of 100 boxes. So our producer, Woody, I'm not sure if maybe...
Well, I'm certainly sure as hell we weren't there because I would not have wanted to foot the bill for one of those bad boys.
Exactly.
Thank
exactly.
you, Acavado.
So anyway,
we got
a
some
lot going on this
busy
week.
Things going on this week. So
we wanted to definitely highlight again our dinner event.
Let's
that's
talk
going
about
to be
that.
A wonderful 4-course wine pairing
yes.
dinner at the what's the name
North
of it?
Shore Towers
oh,
and Gardens.
Yes.
Yeah.
North Shore Towers and Gardens. Exclusive condo community
absolutely.
In Floral Park on Long Island.
But we're
and
having 60 people there. We're going to do a wine and tasting.
It's going to be amazing. We have a gorgeous menu that's
yeah.
prepared by Chef Frank, who we had on the show a few weeks ago. Was it last week? A few weeks ago?
Last week it was, yeah.
Was it last week?
Week?
Oh, goodness,
yeah, yeah.
time
My
flies.
My God, time
and
flies.
He is
yeah.
the owner and chef of Francesco's in Babylon.
Yes.
Amazing Italian restaurant.
Amazing, amazing.
So he's going to be doing all the cooking. His culinary team are going to be banging out some amazing dishes. We're going to be there.
Banging them out.
You know, emceeing and talking about some of the foods and
getting
doing
the
some
kitchen.
Filming.
Getting
so
the kitchen.
That's going to be really interesting.
So you know what we should do? How about tomorrow, the next day, we will actually put up the flyer on Facebook if we can. I think we'll get that. Right now, we do not have that to put up right now. I think we'll put up tomorrow, though. We will. And, you know, we've got a lot of good things going on, too. This coming Saturday.
Well, actually, yes, I'm so sorry. That's the food and wine pairing.
Yes, please talk.
There's still seats available, and if you'd like to make a reservation, please call 718-819-8288. So that's this Wednesday, and it's going to be from about 6 to 10 p.m. with DJ and dancing. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah, we're
yes.
very much
and
looking
then,
forward to your live
Yeah,
Facebook
tell us about what's going on. What's going on?
This Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Dr. Dave is going to be hosting his weekly Dr. Dave show, which is Facebook Live. He's going to be airing from his office, and he's going to have a very special guest on the show.
Yes, do tell.
Gail King.
On November 11th.
11:11. Gail King is an incredible woman.
Wait. 11:11 at
11.
Oh, triple
wow.
11, Gail.
Oh my goodness.
If you didn't hear that right now, that's 11:11:11.
Okay, that's another sign.
That's a sign.
And Gail is an incredible woman. I mean, she, you know, she is a real Renaissance woman. She's a cancer survivor, 42 years, I think. And,
42 years, yeah.
She
yeah.
has her own show, Looking to Make a Difference with Gail.
Oh,
she's such an
yeah.
inspiration.
Truly.
And, I mean, I could talk about this for a long time. But so definitely tune in this Saturday. And that's facebook.com/, well, it's going to be on your.
Well, it'll be facebook.com/David. .agentile1, because right now the whole thing with this whole thing with Facebook, the Facebook Live does not go on your corporate pages, which...
Oh, wait a minute. We made a very big mistake.
Well, what do we do?
One day
what?
Behind.
Oh, what? Well,
Saturday is November 12th.
All right, folks, Saturday.
All right, forget about the 11:11.
Well, it's still... 11 a.m. so,
there's
sorry.
Enough ones in it for
all
me
right.
to be happy.
All right, we'll be happy
so
with
definitely
that.
Definitely check that out. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, I mean, we have so many things coming up. I mean, you know, I say to everyone, just really...
By the way, Veterans Day is Friday the 11th. So 11-11 is Veterans Day. How about 11-11 at 11 a.m.? Everybody pays tribute to the veterans that have served us all well and kept us safe and secure. So,
indeed,
folks,
indeed.
We are
oh, great
Dr.
Show.
Dave
great
and
show.
Venus, loving life, enjoying our guest tonight.
Oh, we did. Thank you, Glenn and Tammy, for calling in. That was really a wonderful show. And we hope all our listeners have an amazing week. Enjoy the weather. And we will be joining you next Monday at 9 p.m. Good night.
Good night, Bo.
Triple scoop soy milk or coconut. Flavors from vanilla, cookie dough to mocha fudge. And Boca burgers like words. Fake chicken fingers is the tip of the iceberg. No tree-hugging stereotypes. I'm about to read a pizza, it's burial rights. A murderous slice, if we're sharing a pie. Just skip the pepperoni, keep the dairy aside. I know what you're thinking, that's bruschetta. Nah, we got the soy cheese counterfeit cheddar. Hook up the nachos, guacamole tacos. Avocado sushi, domo arigato. What do you eat? What about meat? What about protein?